Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
You're listening to Luke's English Podcast. For more information, visit teacherluke.wordpress.com. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Luke's English Podcast. This is Luke speaking, and I've got some news for you in this episode. What's the news, you're asking? Well, the news is that I'm leaving Podomatic. I'm moving all of my episodes of Luke's English Podcast from Podomatic to a new host. From now on, the episodes of the podcast will be uploaded to Audioboo. That's audioboo.fm. How do you spell that? Well, it's audioboo.fm. If you visit audioboo.fm, then you'll find, if you search for it, if you just search for Luke's English Podcast, you'll find a channel devoted to Luke's English Podcast, and there are all of the episodes, all of my, pretty much all of the episodes. You might find that the video episodes from a couple of years ago didn't get transferred. I'm yet to discover whether they managed to transfer them. In fact, I don't think they did. Okay, so the video episodes are not available, but there aren't many video episodes. And if you really, really, really want some of those videos, then you can go to YouTube and most of them are there. The Notting Hill Carnival video, I think, is not on YouTube, so I might just upload that. But anyway, you'll find almost every episode of Luke's English Podcast on Audioboo now. And as I said, in the future, I'll be uploading episodes there. So in this episode, I'm just going to explain what this really means and how this is going to affect Luke's English Podcast in the future. So I'm leaving Podomatic. Why? Why am I doing that? Well, firstly, Podomatic is now just too expensive for me. It's too expensive for me to just continue posting episodes onto Podomatic and to keep sort of maintaining that as my main host for the podcast. I can't really justify paying a large sum of money every year to Podomatic when I can actually get a much better service for a lower price elsewhere. I started with Podomatic 4.5 years ago, and quite quickly I had to upgrade. You know, I had to upgrade and then upgrade again because the podcast got more and more popular, and I ended up transferring a massive amount of data across Podomatic servers, and they charged me a lot of money for that. So that's one of the reasons. Last year, around this time, Podomatic took a large lump sum from my bank account automatically as a kind of continuation of my subscription with them. And when that happened, it was kind of a shock. And I thought, I must not let this happen again. So I promised myself last year that by this time, this year, now, I promised myself that I'd move away from Podomatic and go somewhere else. And that time has come, and so I've had to meet my own deadline, which I set myself a year ago, and it's actually happening. So I'm very happy because it's really happening. I'm moving away from Podomatic and moving to somewhere better. So, yeah, really, I don't think Podomatic are appropriate for me anymore. They are more suitable for people with, you know, fewer downloads. Also, they tend to host kind of music mixes and stuff, and I'm really a spoken word educational sort of entertainment education service. Podomatic, as I've said, they charge too much for bandwidth. I promised myself last year that I would move, and so I've done that. They charged me a lot of money last year, and I thought, I'm not going to let that happen again. It was quite a shock. It was a shock to me, and it was a shock to my bank account. I mean, really, I should be more organized so that I can account for these things. But I'm not that organized. You know, I'm a normal person. Not everyone is some kind of super organized accountant. So I don't like getting shocks, and my bank account doesn't like getting shocks. So I thought it's time to move. And that's exactly what I've done. But that's not the only reason. It's not just for the money. Although, you know, obviously that's kind of a fairly reasonable consideration. That's not the only reason. I also believe that Audioboo, my new host, will actually be a better service for you, my listeners. First of all, I think it should work better. There should be fewer technical problems. You might have experienced some problems with episodes of the podcast on Podomatic, kind of taking a long time to stream. You might have had some downloading problems and stuff like that. Also, I found that their website is just a little bit kind of basic. So hopefully Audioboo will provide just a slightly better service. It should look a little bit slicker. It should look a little bit nicer too. So it's slightly easier for me to embed the audio players onto different websites. It should be easy for you as well. If you want to embed episodes of Luke's English Podcast onto your website or other places, it's quite easy to do that with Audioboo. They have a nice clear design. It's really easy to navigate the page where all the episodes are uploaded. Also, something that's really cool is it gives you the opportunity to leave audio comments on episodes of Luke's English Podcast, which are posted on Audioboo. And I'll tell you a bit more about that in a moment. Okay, another question. Why are you moving, Luke? No, that's not the question. Where are you moving? Well, I've already told you that. It's audioboo.fm. In fact, the new address, the full address for the channel is audioboo.fm/channel/ Luke's English Podcast. That's Luke's English Podcast without any spaces or without any apostrophe, just Luke's English Podcast. Now, you don't really need to remember that address. It's quite a long one. You don't really need to remember it. In fact, what you can do is just go to teacherluke.wordpress.com like normal, and you'll find a link to the channel there. And also, I will begin, well, from now, whenever I upload a new episode, I'll post it immediately onto WordPress with an embedded player there. So you can just, you know, just keep using WordPress, basically, teacherluke.wordpress.com. So audioboo.fm. It's actually a British company, which is kind of another reason why I've chosen them. They are registered in the UK, and its head office is in London on Tower Bridge Road, which is a very central London location, just next to Tower Bridge, which of course is one of London's famous landmarks. It's just there, just near the river, next to City Hall, Tower Bridge Road. You can Google them. If you Google Audioboo London address, then you should find like a Google map and you can see exactly where they are. They're right in the heart of London. They also specialize in hosting audio and providing audio sharing services for all kinds of people, including podcasters like Stephen Fry, for example, who's kind of a very famous British writer, comedian, actor, and podcaster. So Stephen Fry uses Audioboo. Teachers like me, for example, and there are other educational services on Audioboo, and also broadcasters like the BBC, who use Audioboo to share audio from their radio programs. So you can find sort of BBC Radio 4's Today program. They post audio onto Audioboo and other BBC broadcasters too. So basically, I'll be moving in with a community of like-minded people at Audioboo instead of kind of posting my episodes onto Podomatic, which is mainly frequented by DJs, which is cool. I mean, I love, like, you know, DJs and the music they play, but it's not exactly the same thing. In fact, almost everyone who added me as a friend on Podomatic was a house DJ. So if you like, I was if you imagine Podomatic was like an apartment building, I was living in this apartment building with just loads of DJs, just DJing all the time. And there's me trying to record episodes of Luke's English Podcast, and there's just lots of DJs mixing and scratching all over the place. And I'm kind of like, can you keep it down, please? I'm trying to record a podcast here. So moving to Audioboo just means I'll be surrounded by like-minded people. It'll be like moving into some kind of broadcasting house, let's say. It's not like moving into the BBC, but I'll be sharing some spaces. You know, I'll be sharing the same space as some BBC broadcasters. So I just think generally it's more appropriate. In fact, you can use Audioboo to find plenty of other listening resources and great things to listen to as a way of keeping your British English up to date and fresh. So if you're kind of on Audioboo, you can surf around, look at the categories, you know, search for things in the search bar and just have a look, and you might find other interesting bits of audio that you can listen to. So I think it's an improvement. I think it's better for you. It's better for me. It just makes the world a better place. So what about Podomatic, you might be asking yourselves? What about all the amazing episodes of Luke's English Podcast that are already uploaded onto Podomatic? What's going to happen to them? Well, they are all being moved over to Audioboo automatically. This is one of the things that Podomatic can do. In fact, pretty much any website can do this if they have access to the RSS feed. All of the episodes are being ported across to Audioboo. So, in fact, they're all going through right now. And if I keep checking, I find that more episodes have been added. So, probably by the time you listen to this, you'll be able to access all the episodes onto Audioboo. So, for a little while, they'll be hosted both on Podomatic and on Audioboo. But really, in a couple of days, the episodes are going to disappear from Podomatic when they shut down my pro account. When Podomatic don't get their money, they're going to close my pro account, and you won't be able to stream or download anything from there. It'll all come from Audioboo instead. So yes, as I said, they'll all be moved over to Audioboo automatically. You'll be able to listen to them through Audioboo and download them just like you could before. In fact, if you want to download an episode of Luke's English Podcast from Audioboo, what you need to do is just find that episode on Audioboo. It's pretty simple. If I've posted it onto Facebook, you just click on the episode on Facebook and it'll take you to that episode on Audioboo. And then when you've got the player, you can see there's a play button. You just right click on that play button and then you can choose to download the file like that. If you're looking at an embedded player from Audioboo on my WordPress page, that's slightly different. You can't right click on the play button on an embedded player on WordPress. Instead, you have to click where it says Audioboo, and that will take you to the page on Audioboo for that episode, and then you can just right click on the play button. I know this is extremely exciting information. This kind of technical stuff is just riveting and fascinating and very sexy. I'm sure you'll agree. I'm being sarcastic there. I don't really mean that. Really, what I'm doing is just imparting technical information. And when you do that, when you just explain technical information of a kind of slightly geeky nature, then it has the tendency to be rather dull and boring. Maybe it would be appropriate for me to explain all this technical stuff in the voice of some kind of IT specialist, some kind of IT nerd. So maybe I'll do that. So if you choose to download episodes of Luke's English Podcast from WordPress, simply click on where it says Audioboo on the embedded player. That will transfer you across to the relevant page on Audioboo, where you will then be able to simply download by right-clicking on the play button in the normal way. If you're using Windows, you would right-click and then select Save File As. If you're an Apple Mac user, which you know, I personally disagree with, I'm definitely a Windows kind of guy, then you should right-click on the Play button and then just select Download Linked File As. I'm not going to speak like that for the rest of the episode because it just makes it even more boring. Maybe what I should do is add some sort of vibrant music to the back of this to make it sound even more, well, to try and make it sound more upbeat and fun. Because let's face it, this kind of technical news could bore the pants off you. It could do, but it probably doesn't, because this is actually an exciting moment in the history of Luke's English podcast. This is a really important step. This is like the moon landing, basically. Okay, it's not really, but let's just say that it is. Okay, obviously the moon landing was an incredible event, a huge step forward, a small step for man, a giant leap for mankind. And similarly, moving from Podomatic to Audioboo is a huge step into the future for not just for me, not just for you, but for the whole human race. I think you'll agree. And this marks a massive step forwards in terms of human history. So let's think of it in those terms. It makes it seem so much more significant if we'd speak about it in those, you know, extremely heavy and bold terms. I think you'll agree. Right, so Podomatic's going to close my account, as I said, and you won't be able to get anything from Podomatic anymore, but you can just do it from Audioboo. That's the future. Let's see. What else have I got to tell you? So it's goodbye, Podomatic. It's goodbye. It's goodbye to Podomatic. I'm actually quite sad about that. I'm slightly sad. I might even start crying because I'm never going to be able to say the URL for my Podomatic site. I'm never going to say that again. I'm never going to get to say teacherluke.podomatic.com. And, you know, I feel a little bit sad. I think I should have a little moment just to grieve the loss of teacherluke.podomatic.com. So let's just have a little moment here. I'm just going to say a prayer. I don't really believe in that kind of thing, but somehow it seems appropriate. Ladies and gentlemen, we are gathered here today in order to pay our respects to teacherluke.podomatic.com, because on this day, the 6th of November 2013, that website, well, it's not really dead, because if you go to that site, you'll still be able to see things. So it's not really dead, it's just sort of not really functioning anymore. Basically, it's being kept alive on a kind of life support machine. But it's pretty much dead. It's as good as dead. It's in a vegetative state. We're just keeping it alive, basically. Let's all say a prayer. Let's just hope that Luke's English podcast, well, teacherluke.podomatic.com rests in peace. Long live teacherluke.wordpress.com. The king is dead. Long live the king. That's basically what's happened here. Teacherluke.podomatic.com is dead. Teacherluke.wordpress.com lives on and reigns supreme. I also feel a little bit sad because this means that all of those episodes of Luke's English podcast in which I mentioned the URL, in all those episodes when I mention podomatic.com, that's all going to be wrong, isn't it now? Because so many of those episodes begin with the classic jingle. Thanks for listening to Luke's English Podcast. For more information, visit teacherluke.podomatic.com. Now, every episode that begins with that is basically beginning with false information now. It's the wrong URL. So I can't go back through all of those episodes and edit them all and add a new introduction to them all. I just can't do that. It's too much. So I suppose what I'm going to have to do is put a big message on Podomatic saying, I've moved. And then I'll provide a link to the WordPress page. So I'll make it really clear. If anyone goes to podomatic.com, they'll see a message saying, I've moved, I'm not here anymore. Please visit me at teacherluke.wordpress.com. So what about WordPress, you might be asking yourselves? Well, that's now my main page. That's where I'll post new episodes. That's where you should be going, okay? That's the website for Luke's English Podcast now. I will embed Audioboo players there. So you can listen and you'll be able to download the episodes like that. So that's where you should be going. So go, if you haven't done this already, go to teacherluke.wordpress.com and you can follow the blog there. You can follow the page. So you can go to the page and the top right-hand corner, just underneath the rather beautiful-looking donate button, there is another thing that says follow blog via email. And if you click there, you can just add your email address. And every time I post an episode onto Luke's English Podcast, you'll get an email letting you know that it's happened. All right. So what about iTunes, you might be asking yourself? What about the podcast on iTunes? Is that going to be affected? Well, the iTunes service should not be disrupted at all. The plan is that I will connect iTunes to my new RSS feed. So you'll still be able to get new and old episodes automatically from iTunes. So if you subscribe to Luke's English Podcast on iTunes, don't worry. It'll continue to download episodes whenever they are uploaded. So that's going to continue as normal. Fingers crossed. That's the plan. There's a way for me to basically kind of connect the old RSS feed with the new RSS feed, and eventually iTunes will just start downloading from Audioboo instead of Podomatic, and everything will just transfer smoothly without any problems. That's the idea, that's the theory, but we know that in reality there are always some technical hiccups, as it were. So if you experience some issues with downloading episodes from iTunes or other things, then you know, that's fairly normal. It's just a transition period. So I apologize if you have any problems, but it's just because of the transition from Podomatic to Audioboo. Right, so everything's cool, yeah? Everything's basically cool. Yes, it is. Just go to the WordPress page for new episodes and stuff like that. If you're an iTunes subscriber, just carry on as normal. I'll still be posting things onto Facebook, so you can still kind of get news and updates there. Right, let me tell you more about the audio comments, which you will be able to leave on episodes of the podcast on Audioboo. Now, I think this is really cool. This is really, really cool new feature, because you'll be able to record voice comments really easily. Obviously, now you can leave text comments on the WordPress page, on Facebook, and on Audioboo. You can just write text comments there. But you can now actually directly record spoken audio comments onto Audioboo. So that's brilliant, because you can really interact, you can practice speaking, you can communicate more directly with me and with the general community of listeners who listen to Luke's English Podcast. Those are all the people who listen to the podcast. I don't really have a name for you. I don't have a name for all of the people who listen to me. What are you? My followers? My fans? My devotees? Students? Listeners? Members of my cult? My disciples? I don't really know what to call you. Now, Luke's English Podcastees? LEPers? Lepers? That's an idea. I could call you the Lepers. Luke's English Podcasters, lepers. It's not really an ideal name, is it? A leper, because you know, obviously you know what a leper is. A leper is someone who's got leprosy. It's not very nice association, is it? I don't know how you'd feel about me calling you my lepers. I mean, it's not the greatest name, but it's the best that I can do. You know, leper, Luke's English Podcast, L-E-P. Leapers, maybe. You could be the leapers, but even that doesn't make sense, because you're not jumping around. Maybe you are. Maybe whenever you get a new episode of the podcast, you jump around and say, hey, brilliant, a new episode of the podcast. Hey, I'm going to jump for joy. who knows? But anyway, yeah, you're my fans, my devotees, my lepers. My Luke's English podcast people. Maybe I can call you that. Luke's English podcast people, or Luke's English podcastees. That might work. Right. So how do you post an audio comment to an episode? Well, what you can do is listen to an episode on WordPress, or you can download it from iTunes or whatever. Just listen to an episode the normal way, and you might be inspired to respond. You might have something to say about the episode, or you might want to comment. What you should do is visit the episode on Audioboo. So as I've said before, you click on where it says Audioboo on the embedded player on WordPress. You click there and it will take you to the page. And once you've found the episode on Audioboo, you will see below the episode it says add a comment or record a comment. So if you just add a comment, you can type one. If you record a comment, that's where you can actually upload your voice. You can say something into a microphone and it'll just appear on the page and other people can listen to it. I can listen to it. It's brilliant. Now, to do this, you do need to sign up to Audioboo, but that's fine. It's free and they're not going to spam you. You're not going to get loads of emails from them with, you know, useless advertising spam. It's fine. You can just sign up. It's like Twitter, you know, similar kind of thing. You can sign up to Audioboo. Once you've registered an account, it will allow you to post recordings, voice recordings, I think of up to 3 minutes. That's the free account. You can post 3 minute recordings and then you can just start, you know, talking to me and talking to the Luke's English podcast people with your comments. So maybe you've got something to say to the world. You can do it now. The conversation has started. The lines are open. You can now speak to me direct through Audioboo. I think that's brilliant. If this works, what I would really like is for people to start, you know, posting voice recordings onto the page, and it could sort of open up some genuine dialogue. It'll give you a chance to do some speaking practice. Finally, you know, we can hear your voice as well on Luke's English podcast. So that's brilliant, isn't it? Yes, it is. So let's see if that takes off. Why don't you visit the channel on Audioboo? Just go to Audioboo, search for Luke's English podcast, find an episode that you like, and try uploading a voice comment. I'd like to see some voice comments appearing, and I'd like to listen to you, and I'd like the rest of the podcast people to listen to you as well. I think that would be really cool. So let's see. You can record comments on your phone. If you visit the page on your iPad or your smartphone, you can just use the microphone on your mobile phone to record comments. Or if you've got a microphone set up on your computer, you can do that. If you're using an Apple Mac, they've got an embedded microphone just above the screen. So you don't really need to do anything. You don't need to connect a microphone. You can just record there and then. If you're using a PC that, you know, needs an external microphone, you can just plug one into the microphone socket and away you go. Bob's your uncle. You can start leaving comments. We can start talking to each other. What a brilliant idea. Okay, so what about the comments from Podomatic, you might be asking yourself? What's going to happen to all of those? Well, yes, there are loads of old comments that maybe you left on Podomatic episodes. If you visit Podomatic and check out an episode there, you'll see there's often a few comments written underneath. What's going to happen to them? Well, what I will do is I'll copy paste, so I'll copy them and paste them into the comments section for the relevant episodes on WordPress. Okay, so I'll make a kind of comments archive from Podomatic. So you'll still be able to read the comments and they'll be added under that episode on WordPress, teacherluke.wordpress.com. Maybe you're thinking, I'd like to donate some money to you, Luke, to reward you for all of this excellent hard work that you've been doing and to encourage you to keep doing it and to encourage you to learn how to complete your own sentences. I'm going to start that sentence again. I'd like to donate money. I really want to donate money to Luke's English podcast to help him to just continue doing his brilliant work. How do I do it, Luke? Well, what you do is you go to WordPress, of course. You get the message now, don't you? Visit teacherluke.wordpress.com. That's the one of the overriding messages of this episode. You can do that, and there's a donate button in the top right-hand corner. It looks beautiful. It's very inviting. You'll see that the button, when you see the button, it's kind of speaking to you. It's saying, click here, click me, make a donation, make the world a better place. You can do it by just clicking on that. It's very simple. You can use PayPal to donate some money. You can donate just to $1, €1, £1, or, you know, a lot more if that's what you want to do. You might be thinking to yourself, why didn't you choose SoundCloud, Luke? Why not SoundCloud.com? Because that's really, really good website for sharing audio. Well, it was kind of a toss-up between the two. SoundCloud does look really cool. They've got really, really excellent embedded players. But in the end, I went for Audioboo because it's in the UK. They responded to my emails more quickly. And they have this cool audio comment feature, which I really like. So what now, you might be thinking? What next? Well, you just carry on. Just carry on enjoying episodes of Luke's English Podcast. Watch this space. Use teacherluke.wordpress.com as your go-to page for new episodes of the podcast. And we'll just keep moving forwards. There'll be more episodes of the podcast appearing in the future. That's it. So I'd like you to please record an audio comment. You can do it live. You can just go to the page, on Audioboo, go to an episode and record a comment live. Or if you want, you can record one, and save it as a file and then upload that. You don't have to do it live. You can upload a pre-recorded comment if you want to. So go to the page, record some comments, and let me hear your voice. That's it for this episode of the podcast. You can expect more episodes coming up in the near future. Thank you very much for continuing to support Luke's English Podcast. And let's keep it going. And let's hope that Audioboo is a bright new future. Okay, so thanks again for listening. And for me, for now, it's goodbye. Bye. 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 Bye.
It's one small step for man. One giant leap for mankind. Oh, that looks beautiful to me, too. It has a stark beauty all its own. It's different, but it's very pretty out here.
Columbia, Columbia, this is Houston, AOS, over.
Houston, Columbia, Highgate, over.
Roger, the EVA is progressing beautifully. They're setting up the flag now. I guess you're about the only person around that doesn't have TV coverage of the scene.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
If you enjoyed this episode of Luke's English Podcast, consider signing up for Luke's English Podcast Premium. You'll get regular premium episodes with stories, vocabulary, grammar, and pronunciation teaching from me, and the usual moments of humour and fun. Plus, with your subscription, you will be directly supporting my work and making this whole podcast project possible. For more information about Luke's English Podcast Premium, go to teacherluke.co.uk/premium info.